You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A University of Canterbury Associate Professor Elizabeth McPherson and Lincoln University's Dr. Steve Ehrlich are a year into their project called Policy and Legislation for Ecosystem-Based Management. Now that might sound a bit sort of broad, but what the project aims to do is to provide options for reform for our government when it comes to marine and ocean legislation, basically looking for a way to connect all these different disciplines that relate to the ocean to have a better connected system for regulating our marine and ocean areas to ensure that it continues to be a great place for New Zealanders to enjoy in whichever way that may be. I spoke to Professor Elizabeth McPherson about the study. She explains what the purpose of the study is, and then we talk a little bit more about why an ecosystem-based management system would work well for New Zealand legislation. I began by asking Liz to explain what the research is all about and its purpose.
My project that I co-lead with Steve Ehrlich at Lincoln is part of the National Science Challenge that looks at sustainable seas, and that is a government-funded project which in fact runs over 10 years, but I'm involved in the second tranche, which is the current 5 years. And the challenge has adopted sort of the goal or the vision of supporting ecosystem-based management of oceans, marine and coastal areas in Aotearoa New Zealand. And there are many different projects within the challenge. Some of them are more scientific. They might be focusing on things like, how do we protect shellfish beds within our harbours, or how do we ensure that we don't overfish certain areas, or how do we protect marine reserves, or those sorts of more scientific or ecological questions. But my project is a legal and policy project, and we are taking all of the scientific research and then saying, well, what does that mean for the rules that we are making in Aotearoa New Zealand about how people can use marine and coastal areas, the rights that people have in marine and coastal areas, but also the obligations that government and private people have to look after marine and coastal areas. So the objective of our project is a 3.5-year project. The objective is for us to develop options, which we will put in front of the government, and will hopefully feed into the government's reform processes around environmental management at the moment, and hopefully lead to some change in laws and policies, at least some tweaks to the existing laws and policies that we have. And it's an interdisciplinary project, so we have scientists, lawyers, policymakers, all coming together from around Aotearoa New Zealand working on this goal.
Has there been previously such a multidisciplinary focus and environmental focus when it comes to marine or water-based regulation? Is that typically a consideration when it comes to policymakers making legislation, or is it generally quite, I don't know, by the book, sort of dry?
Yeah, there's a definite moment happening in environmental regulation and marine and freshwater at the moment in New Zealand, where we're saying we do need to take a multidisciplinary approach. We do need to combine our knowledge across sectors. So, for example, in a particular harbour, you might have rules or laws about fishing. You might have rules or laws about protecting marine mammals, dolphins. You might have rules or laws about how you use land next to the coast. And traditionally, those things have all been regulated in silos. So different parts of our government and different parts of our community have focused their energies on these things separately. And there hasn't been a very good coordination between those things, but we know from the science that ecosystems are interconnected. What you do on the land and coastal areas has a direct impact on the harbour. You know, if you're doing earthworks next to the ocean, there's sediment that runs into streams, that runs out into the harbour and affects the living organisms that live in that space. So it doesn't make sense for our rules and our policies and our legal systems to operate in silos. There definitely is a recognition of that that's a problem in Aotearoa now, and we now have a Minister for Oceans and Fisheries who's established, just recently released a new vision for the ocean, which recognises the connectedness of that system and the need for all of these things to talk to each other. So our project is, I suppose, coming at a very important time where there's a lot of interest in this, but there's a need for research about how exactly do you do that? How do you bring together different parts of and different levels of government and community and industry and get them to all talk to each other and work together?
That was what I was going to say. I can imagine it seems like quite a big task to look at all those different rules and regulations that currently exist and find a new way to connect them all. Like, how do you even go about changing legislation like that? Because the other factor is that policy and rules and legislation, it's a slow process to get those things moving and changing through Parliament. How long are we going to have to wait for a ecosystem-based management approach to marine regulation and laws?
Yeah, and that's a really important point, because we actually can't just continue to wait another 10 years or another 15 years to get reform through to all of these different pieces of legislation, because the environment needs us to do something now, because we're seeing, you know, significant impacts in our marine and coastal environment. We're seeing what scientists call tipping points being passed. So in the first year of our project, so we're just over a year in now, for the first year we had a very detailed look at what's been done around the world and other parts of the world to try and move towards an ecosystem-based approach. And one thing that we found was that attempts to try and sort of legislate away from this fragmentation through a one-stop shop kind of approach has not really worked anywhere. So we think that embracing the, I don't know if the word is fragmentation, but embracing the fact that there are going to be lots of different people with different interests in the marine and coastal environment, that's always going to be there, that diversity is always going to be there. So we should in fact focus on the processes that bring people together and that support the relationships between people and marine places. So perhaps we don't need to a wholesale reform. Perhaps we don't need to do away with all of those existing laws and create a new law. Perhaps we can devise processes and institutions and practices that bring all of these diverse people and interests together.
You're a year in now, and so you've got another 2.5 years until the end of the project, is that right? So what would you like the end outcome to be?
By the end of our project, we want to have a number of options that we can publish in academic research, but also in communications that are targeted to our partners and our Māori partners, our stakeholders in government, that provide some different ways that the government could go about enabling an ecosystem-based approach. And that could be mostly through processes, institutions and practices, or it could be through some broader legislative reform. But our project has also been quite closely co-developed with our partners and stakeholders. So we're working with government, with Māori, with iwi and hapū, and with industry, in the hope that they will feed into the development of those options, and that's more likely then that those options are going to be taken up one way or another. And as I said before, it's really timely because the government is at the same time embarking on its reform of the Resource Management Act and its oceans reform. So we're really hoping to feed into those processes with our options. And then it's up to the New Zealand government and it's up to the New Zealand community to decide, you know, what's right in terms of where the balance needs to be set.
That was University of Canterbury Associate Professor Elizabeth McPherson speaking about her research, policy and legislation for ecosystem-based management, and that is for ocean and marine legislation reform.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.